That's why I love her.
97.9, 105.5, Kiss FM, Big Pop in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, welcoming Neo to the show. Neo, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm fantastic, man. Where am I catching you this morning?
I'm in New York.
Number one, thank you very much for getting up early for us. Definitely appreciate that. We'll talk music in a second, but I want to talk about this new movie. I didn't know you've been dabbling in the acting thing. Battle LA's coming out.
Yeah. I've been trying it. You know, I feel like when given an opportunity, especially an opportunity like this, you got to jump at it. So, you know, it was a chance for me to be somebody that is completely other than me. I play a Marine in the film. I will be the first to say I'm not the toughest guy you might come across. So the opportunity to play one in a movie, you know, I had to do it.
Absolutely. And from everything that I've seen, everything I've heard, it looks fantastic. For those of people who haven't seen the trailer yet, what is the movie about? Tell us about the movie.
The movie is it's a sci-fi action film about an alien invasion. Aliens come down basically trying to take over the world. And of all places, they start their onslaught in L.A. And so the movie is about this group of Marines that's like, you know, some of the first on the scene and just how they deal with trying to save the planet.
We're talking to Neo. It's Big Papa in the morning. I don't normally blow smoke, but I'm absolutely going to do it right now. You, I think, are the most underappreciated artist out right now, period.
You know what? I'd have to agree with you on that. You know, I don't know if I'm the most underappreciated, but I definitely don't feel like I get the recognition that I deserve. But I mean, it's all good. Like, I'm not gonna be a crybaby about it. I feel like when it's time for people to understand and recognize who I am and what I do, they will. And until then, I'm gonna just keep doing what I do.
But Neo,
that's really all I can do.
Neo, here's the thing, though. I mean, if you went through the list of hits that are yours, that's one thing. Then you add in the stuff I had no idea that you wrote to the left for Beyonce.
Yeah.
You know, most people don't know that.
I'm sorry?
You know, no, that's what I'm saying. Most people don't know that you, behind the scenes, are if not, you know, equal, if not better than you are when you're doing your own stuff, too. I mean, you really are, you know, people love to collaborate with you because you are a hit maker. And I know a few years ago you had the thing with, I think it was with R. Kelly when you guys were on tour and there was like a little thing going back and forth because, you know, you outperformed him, you know. So I mean, it really is amazing to me that you don't get more props from the community because you absolutely bring it every single time.
You know what it is? I feel like music and just entertainment as a whole is in a place where it's about controversy, it's about scandal, it's about, you know, how many drugs you're doing, how many times you've been arrested. What your spray tan is looking like, and I'm just not that dude. You know, I've never been a dude that searched out controversy, and I'm not gonna become that dude so that people will pay attention. I feel like if my music and what I do in regards to this entertainment ain't enough to get your attention, then I guess I ain't for you to be looking at that. So, you know, so like I said, all I can do is continue doing what I do and hope that, you know, eventually the world will come back around to where, you know, music and talent are important again.
We're talking to Neo. It's Big Papa in the morning. New movie, Battle LA, coming to theaters. It's a situation where, you know, there are people that are, they'll have a career and their career will last 2 years. They'll be hot for 2 years and then they will fade away and then you'll see him again with Dr. Drew on VH1. I'm not saying, but I'm saying. But then, you know, yourself, you've been in the game for how long? And you've just consistently, you know, it's been consistently working, consistently putting out quality stuff the entire time. It really is a testament. You know, time is a testament. It really shows, you know?
Absolutely, man. I've been blessed to be here about 6 years now. And, you know, God willing, I'll have six more and then six more after that and just keep on going. Fourth album, You know, Libra Scale in stores right now.
Yep.
Libra Scale was an attempt for me, again, to test myself, try some things that I never tried before. You know, take some risks. I feel like as an artist, you got to. You have to take risks. Otherwise, you know, it gets really, really boring. You can't play it safe all the time. Now, the thing about taking a risk is that there's a 50-50 shot that it might not work.
Right.
You know, and that's just the reality of what it is to take a risk, what it is to be a true artist and take a risk in your music and in your entertainment. You know, some things work, some things don't. But that doesn't mean you stop. That doesn't, and I, that's another thing about just entertainment today and the audience today. You know, it's like, okay, Libra Scale didn't do as well commercially as my previous three albums. So it's like people are kind of counting me out right now, which I completely don't understand. It's like, okay, because this album didn't do what the other three did, we forget about the other three? Is that how that works?
It's
like, I don't understand that. But, I mean, it's all good. For the people that didn't understand Libra Scale, didn't get Libra Scale, I have another album on the way as we speak. I'm in the studio, you know, putting stuff together for it. Be looking for it in September. You know, it's a little less complicated than what Libra Scale was. There's no concept to try to figure out. It's just listen to the music and vibe out. Have some fun, you know, drive down the street to it, whatever the case it is. And just enjoy the beauty of music. That's what it's about.
We're talking to Neo here with Big Pop in the Morning on Kiss FM. What do you do for fun? It seems like you're a workaholic. You're always writing. You're always in the studio. You're always on tour. And, of course, the movie Battle L.A. that comes out this weekend. What do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun, man? You know, I'm a video game head. I sit up and play Xbox, PS3 all day long. I'm not real good with the Wii.
Yeah.
I break stuff. I can't keep the damn controller in my hand.
Yeah, you're one of those macho guys.
I apologize to the few people that I maimed, you know, trying to play Wii bowling and just threw the damn controller and hit them in the face.
Yeah, that's what happens, Neo. You got cocky. And
the
you
ones where you can actually keep the controller in your hand.
See, that's what happened, Neo. You got cocky and you're like, no, I don't need the wrist thing. No. And that's what happens. You broke stuff.
Yeah, broke a couple TVs, broke a couple noses. It gets bad, yeah.
All right, Battle LA is coming out in theaters. Neo is on the phone. I know that, and I feel like I know you because I feel like we have a lot in common. Number one, your music, and I never do interviews like this. I feel like I'm completely like stroking it, but I'm completely not because I have like, I really, because normally I'm like, so what are you doing, blah, blah, blah. But I'll tell you what, I've been a fan of the music for a really long time, and if you are in any way, shape, or form in love or in breakup, something having to do with the heart, your music absolutely connects to that person at that time. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I feel like people always ask me, why do I continue to write, you know, love songs and whatnot? And honestly, my answer is always because love is one of the few things on this planet that will never go out of style.
Right.
You know, there's never going to be a time where it's like, love, that's so passe, what's next? That's never going to happen, you know what I mean? And then, plus, it's just, it's such a vast topic. There's so many different things you could talk about in the realm of love. You could talk about breakups. You could talk about what it is to be in love. You know, it's just the whole black, white, and gray of what love is. The good part, the bad part, the in-between part. You know, that guy that you know, he's a little scared to commit, but you know, y'all are always hanging out, and the girl don't know what the hell the relationship is. What is this? What are we doing?
Right.
It's just so many different things you could talk about within the realm that, you know, I don't get writer's block. That's just how it happens.
Absolutely. Between that, and I know this is kind of a sore subject, but I'm bringing it up because I've gone through it too, is the fighting the people think that you like members of the same sex. Because I've gotten that stereotype my entire life. So I completely feel you on that as far as like trying to prove yourself and be like, no, really, everything's cool. I'm a man's man, but just, you know what I'm saying? I get you on that end. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been fighting it, you know, my entire life.
You know,
as well.
I'm at a point now where I don't feel like I need to prove myself to anybody. I feel like at this point, you know, if you, like, as I've said it a million times, I've let it be known a million different times that that's not the case. So if you are one of the people that chooses to hold on to that rumor, then, you know, go ahead and do what you got to do. In the meanwhile, I'm gonna sleep well at night, and I'm gonna continue making this music and continue doing what I'm doing.
And take
Battle
your girlfriend.
Los Angeles comes out March 11th, and there we have it.
March 11th is when the new album drops?
No, March 11th when the movie drops.
Oh, I'm sorry. March 11th, Battle LA, March 11th. And new music coming out. Are you touring this summer? Is that what we have on tap coming up for the summer?
Yeah, I just got back from overseas. We did a couple of dates in the UK.
Nice.
We did Amsterdam, which was a lot of fun. and we're headed to Japan in a minute. We're gonna do about 10 dates over there. And after that, I'm gonna go hard on finishing up this album. Be looking for the new album around September. Don't have a name for it yet, but it's just gonna be quality music, man. That's you know, I'm taking it back to the basics. Just making quality music. Music to break up to, music to fall in love to, music to have sex to, music to clean your house on Sunday to. It's just music to live to. That's what it is.
Absolutely. We're talking to Neo. Battle LA, come to theaters. Before you go, one more quick thing. It's called the Quick Six. Six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
Yeah.
All right, Neo. Three shows that are on your DVR right now.
On my DVR? Oh, crap. True Blood, Big Love, and Boardwalk Empire.
Favorite toy as a child?
Favorite toy as a child? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You're at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
Chocolate martini or cranberry and vodka.
Nice. Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Oh, man. Esperanza Spalding's album.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
The ass or thighs.
And finally, Neo, what is your favorite toy as an adult?
2011 Porsche Panamera.
There it is. Neo, the new album, the new movie, Battle LA, coming soon to theaters. And Neo, thank you so much for the music. Thank you for the time. Continued success, and I'll catch you on tour this summer, bro.
Absolutely, brother. Take care.
All right, Neo, everybody, we'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.